Since then, theater employees have installed lights and surveillance cameras around the building. Jennings says the system has solved most of the Orpheum's problems. Now, Potter Electric Signal Company in Hazelwood is marketing what the company says is an even smarter solution. Potter's graffiti detection system is designed to hang on the walls of buildings and detect the sound of spray paint using a high-tech microphone. Potter Security Product Manager Scott Holman says the device can be hooked up to almost anything. A phone system, a camera, or even an alarm.
Could trigger an alarm system, could trigger communication system, which allows you to communicate to police or any type of response that you would like to have.
Holman says most graffiti deterrents can't catch taggers in the act.
There's no way of actually going after the vandal. It happened, now let's deal with the problem. The most standard thing you read about if you do any research is paint over it within 24 to 48 hours or else your problem's going to get even worse.
St. Louis-based company Hackett Security has just started selling the detection system, but 50 devices have already been ordered. Company president Michael Hackett says the devices can cost up to $500, but for businesses that constantly get tagged, that's a bargain.
If you're actually cleaning the graffiti out there and having people come through and power wash the building and use solvents to take the paint off or repainting it, you can run into big money quick.
Artist Pete Walliger says he's skeptical the detection system will really catch taggers.
I just don't think it's realistic. You know, I mean, I think, you know, the cops have too many other things they need to worry about this day and age than a very few select group of artists or graffiti artists that are tagging things up.
Instead, Walliger offers his own solution.
Make more legal walls, make more places that people can go and paint and do this type of stuff, you know? I mean, that to me would be better time spent. There's plenty of walls in this city that are just barren and dead, and I think if people had locations where they could go and paint, that would be a better solution, and that would be a free solution.
St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay says, while the designated graffiti wall brightens up an otherwise drab structure, it does not help to curb graffiti throughout the city. I'm Rebecca Thiel with St. Louis Public Radio.
That's it. I think I'm done.
Happy with it?
Yeah, it's cool.